Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. Welcome back to People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how one of our pious predecessors interacted with an ayah of the Quran. So you know, a lot of times when we are in hardship, that's where our ibadah, that's where our acts of worship really tend to take a dip, at least while we're in the hardship. After the hardship, we might come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and increase, but during the hardship itself, we tend to give ourselves a pass and take a break. And subhanAllah, you know, there's this idea that, you know, when things are good, when things are easy, then I'll worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I'll prepare myself for the hardship. But little do we realize that a lot of times when Allah puts us in that hardship, in that trial, that's our time to shine. That's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see that we're going to rise to the occasion and we're going to respond the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to respond. So the story that I'm going to share with you today is of one of the great tabi'een, the great students of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose name is Wahb ibn Munabbih rahimahullah ta'ala. And Wahb ibn Munabbih was not only a great scholar, but he was also someone that suffered in his life, you know, under various governments and things of that sort. And so once he was jailed, and you know, a lot of times when people are in jail or when they're in a situation where they're put away, they tend to look for things to kill time, right? So they're going to play cards if they have cards. They're going to sing if they can sing, whatever it may be. So as Wahb ibn Munabbih is in jail, a man comes to him and he says to him, أَلَا أُنْشِدُكَ بَيْتًا مِنْ شِعْرٍ يَا أَبَا عَبْدِ اللَّهِ. Do you want me to share with you, you know, some poetry? You want me to sing a nasheed? That's what it sounds like, right? أُنْشِدُكَ. But what it means is you want me to entertain you so that we can kill time, we can pass time while we're sitting here in jail. And Wahb responded and he says, نَحْنُ فِي طَرَفٍ مِّنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ. You know, we are possibly right now living under the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning right now we're in a time of hardship. And he says, وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ. And Allah says, and this is the verse from the Juz today, Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 76. He says, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ فَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. That verily we grip them with suffering. And that suffering was a warning. We gripped them with some form of suffering, with a trial. And the word is, you know, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ is like we seized them with some form of suffering. And that was a warning to them. But they did not yield to their Lord, nor did they humble themselves to Him. Meaning what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them some form of suffering or some form of trial as a means of bringing them back. And instead of humbling themselves, they became further and more distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Wahb radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's saying to him, you know what, I don't have time for that. Allah expects something from me as I'm sitting here in this prison cell. So instead, Wahb started to fast. And subhanAllah, prison was already very difficult. And just like now where, you know, you have certain times of eating, they had certain times of eating. So Wahb went 3 days consecutively fasting. And so the other prisoners were like, this is too much. فَقِيلَ لَهُ مَا هَذَا صَوْمُ يَا أَبَا عَبْدِ اللَّهِ. So people said to him, what is this fasting? You know, why are you fasting right now, O Abu Abdullah? And he responded with something very beautiful. He says, أَحْدَثَ لَنَا فَأَحْدَثْنَا. يعني أَحْدَثَ لَنَا الحبس فَأَحْدَثْنَا زِيَادَةَ الْعِبَادَةِ. أَحْدَثَ لَنَا فَأَحْدَثْنَا means that Allah introduced a new trial in our lives, and so we introduced an extra act of worship. And the introduction here is not in the sense of innovation, but rather Allah, you know, Allah threw a trial at us and a punishment at us, and we responded the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to respond, with more good deeds, with more acts of worship. And so there's really a powerful lesson here that, you know, he says we were jailed and so we were expected to increase in our worship. What that means is, you know, the next time you find yourself in a hardship, don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't start to pity yourself. And don't start to give yourself a pass. People will come to you and people will tell you, you know, you don't have to worry about worshiping Allah right now. You don't have to worry about doing this. Just take it easy, be easy on yourself. But you need to hold yourself to a higher standard and recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is presenting an opportunity to you. And if you pass in that opportunity, then inshallah ta'ala, that can be the means by which Allah enters you into Jannah. Wahb understood that, and I hope that inshallah ta'ala, through this understanding of this ayah, Surah Al-Mu'minun verse 76 once again, that we also will respond inshallah ta'ala in a better way to the trials. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to test us beyond our scope and to give us the strength and the sincerity to respond the way that He wants us to respond, whether it's in times of ease or hardship. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Inshallah ta'ala, I will see you tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.